Although it's not entirely confirmed, we're told that more than 2,000 people have been killed in 6 months of protests in Syria. That's according to United Nations numbers. And they're expecting more protests over the weekend. We're joined in a few minutes by one of the very few reporters who's actually been reporting from inside Syria. But now BBC reporter Owen Bennett-Jones joins us. He's on the border between Syria and Lebanon. Owen, we have this report from Human Rights Watch that says 10 times as many people have been killed in Syria than have been killed in Libya. Does that sound like a reasonable number to you?
Well, I can't tell you about the Libyan numbers, but the Syrian, I mean, and I'd be surprised if Human Rights Watch could either, really, but the fact is that in Syria the numbers are pretty accurate, I think. I mean, there have been names given throughout. There's been a lot of double cross-checking and so on. The UN agrees with that statement in that when they came up with this figure, they were relying on NGO figures, which they collated and assessed as well. And in fact, the number, their latest number from the UN is 2,200. And so that's, you know, where we are. And in fact, the government doesn't really contest that. It just says that some of those who've died are military personnel as well as the civilian protesters. So there's been a huge loss of life, and it looks like there will be for some time to come.
Well, you're on the border between Syria and Lebanon. Are you seeing a lot of refugees leaving Syria?
Yeah, there are some refugees here. I mean, they're in their thousands, and that will be, I mean, the figure from the UNHCR is 3,000, and there'll be many more than that, because I've met some today who've not been registered at all and gone into villages where the UN has hardly been present, so they certainly won't have got all of them. And it's actually rather a similar story to the one you were just hearing about in the United States, in that it's very much community people responding to this. Just, I mean, I met a family today, a guy who had 12 children, and he came across the border fleeing an attack. He's come literally in what he stands in, and basically the big guy in the, you know, the rich family in a village that he turned up in just said, OK, here you go, here's a room for you, and he's providing him with food. And, you know, he'll do that, he says, until he can get back home.
Well, I wanted to play for you this clip of tape that you've brought us from an illegal official in Hama. Take a listen.
I am the judge Adnan Mohammed Al-Bakur, previously Attorney General in Hama. I declare that I have resigned from my position to protest at the cruelty of the regime against the peaceful demonstrators. What the Syrian regime has announced about my being kidnapped is not true, and I am now under the protection of the rebels and in good health today, Wednesday, 31st of August. The regime agents tried to kidnap me today in Hama, but they failed to do so.
Owen Bennett-Jones, how significant is this particular defection?
Okay, it's rather complicated, this. This was a legal official in Hama, and he has said he's joined the opposition. The government said he was kidnapped, and saying that at gunpoint. He came back onto YouTube to say, no, I'm not at gunpoint, I really have just defected. And, you know, it's the most senior official yet, but compared to the Libyan situation, he's a provincial official. It's nothing like the inner circle.
All right, Owen Bennett-Jones is a reporter with our partner, the BBC. He's speaking to us from the border between Syria and Lebanon. Owen, please stay safe where you are.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.